Talking today with Ben Hale with Western Livestock. Ben, we've got had a few more cattle this week at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, and kind of a mixed bag as far as the prices were concerned, seemed like. Is that how you kind of read it?
Yes, Ron. We had close to 7,000 there today compared to 9,000 a year ago. And you know, the cattle over 700 pounds was a little better, and under 700 was a little softer, so kind of makes you wonder if some of them grass deals are getting filled up completely.
As you know, when you see those prices, how things kind of shook out this week, have we started to maybe settle down a little bit from all this reaction we had to the bird flu?
Yeah, you know, and in that there Friday was awful bad down, and got it up pretty decent yesterday, and held that till it closed, and it's up again today. So hopefully we can kind of bounce back from this a little bit. Maybe we've found some floors, just kind of being cautiously optimistic, I think, Ron.
I guess last Friday you also had that fear of the unknown on some of the things going over in the Middle East as well, right?
Yep, I bet all of it together give them a reason to put a lot of pressure on it, look like.
It seems that, you know, that's kind of almost par for the course for these for the futures that we sometimes have to pay attention to, is that that fear of the unknown is a huge problem.
It is, and you know, we just kind of got to remember sometimes that what we worry about the most never does happen. So hopefully we can turn this the other way.
Right. So the quality of cattle that we had this week, Oklahoma National Stockyards, what did you see there?
Had quite a few good cattle, and still seeing quite a few of these light, you know, 3, 4, and 5 weight cattle weaned. And some of them we had a couple of different deals that'd be over 100 days weaned, and the condition good, and just, I mean, ready to do something on grass. Some of the quality of what we had on that might have been a little plainer, but some of it was real good, and there's still a lot of demand on those cattle. You know, we call them cheaper, but we need to realize that this deal is still at pretty historic highs anyway. When we're calling it a little cheaper, we're still getting quite a bit of dollars per head for these cattle.
What are you hearing right now about later this week at your other markets, both Comanche and Woodward?
You know, we're still going to be in lighter runs. Comanche's got some real nice cows tomorrow, some Red Angus cows, two different deals. We're selling 140 grazing type turnout cows today. That'd be kind of from 2 to 4 months bred. Be nice one to turn out and get another calf off of them. We sold some big calves off of them. Seth got about 400 cows there at Woodward today, and look like going to have a pretty decent run Thursday in Woodward. So looking up, looks like, Ron.
One thing I noticed coming attraction at Woodward, you've got the World Livestock Auctioneer Champion coming in.
Yes, he will be there Thursday selling. We're glad to have Jacob in there selling that. He does a great job. I've known him for several years, and he just does an outstanding job. We're looking forward to having him. So if you're around there, got some cattle to ship, he'd be a good one to sell them.
If folks want to talk to you about this market right now and maybe working with you, how do they do that?
940-631-BEEF. That's 631-2333. We'd just like the opportunity to help you if we could.
Thanks, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock. Their website is westerncommissioncompany.com. They've got, of course, the opportunity to work with you through their commission firm at the Oklahoma National Stockyards Mondays and Tuesdays. Also at the Comanche Livestock middle of the week, and then at the Woodward Livestock Auction on Thursdays as well. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.